Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
How is everyone? What's going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us in the studio is wonderful friend of the show, film reviewer and film director extraordinaire, Mr. Brian Embloy. Let's give him a big round of applause.
Thank you.
Brian, welcome. It's good to have you in.
Thank you.
You brighten up everyone's Wednesday, I feel.
I really do.
Yeah. Well, look, I would like to, before we get to... Brian is answering me sarcastically, but I'm saying that sincerely. I really do look forward to Brian coming in, and it's unfortunate that he doesn't love himself enough to think that I mean that, you know?
Well, I love myself in different ways.
Oh, well, good. Good man.
When I'm alone. Sometimes when I'm not alone.
Okay, boys.
But look, let me tell you something. Before we get down to any business, Brian has made very specific demands that the only way we can continue this segment is if at the very start...
I really didn't.
Brian,
really,
you did. You insisted that this happen every time you come in. That's what happened. Also, I like how Brian was clarifying there that he didn't insist it. You know, Brian's getting a bit of a reputation as being difficult to work with.
Diva-esque. Yeah, Diva-esque, is it?
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's getting a little bit of a reputation.
I want some hot water and lemon in my trailer.
In the business. Let me tell you something.
Is that the trailer that me and Chris live in?
It is, yeah. It's the trailer in Kira and I's house. Look, Brian is in for a very important reason. Brian is a film director. He is a film critic. He is the film editor with entertainment.ie, as well as that, of course, he is on TV3 every Monday on the 7 o'clock show doing film reviews and all of that kind of stuff. And every week he comes in and he tells Kira and I exactly what we should be seeing in the cinema, what we should be avoiding, all of that kind of stuff. Brian is one of the few people in the country, literally, who gets paid to give his opinion on films. So he knows what he's talking about, all right? And every week he comes in, he gives us the inside track on what's going on with the old films and everything. So, Brian, what is going on this week? I know the JDiff is going on at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, JDiff is running at the minute, and Julie Andrews... Sony Music. Oh my God, she's going to be over on Sunday. But the film that I have for this week is, and I think you're going to like this.
Sure.
SpongeBob SquarePants, Sponge Out of Water.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Do you need to never watch SpongeBob?
It's all right, like.
Sometimes.
You're just okay with it, like?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's good.
I thought you'd
Starfish is called Patrick.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's my brother's name, so I find that amusing.
Yeah. And there's Squidward. I like all Squidward.
It's Squidward. But yeah, Patrick is really dumb. He's like, I don't talk like that.
Yeah, and Squidward's like, hey, SpongeBob. And he's all stuck up and, you know, annoying and stuff.
He's really, like, sarcastic and, like, just.
Mean to SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I also find a little bit disturbing when SpongeBob gets dehydrated.
Yes.
Yeah,
and he dries out.
It's kind of like, almost like Ren and Stimpy.
Yes.
You remember the way Ren and Stimpy used to be really unsettling looking?
Yeah. And like, really graphic.
When I was a kid, Ren and Stimpy used to make me sad. You know what I mean? Like watching it, I would always be really unhappy after watching Ren and Stimpy. I'd be like, what are they doing this for? But anyway, you went to see SpongeBob SquarePants. Is it in 3D?
It is in 3D.
What do you think?
I liked it. Do you know there's actually an all-Irish version of it as well?
And there's an Irish language version. That's why they dubbed it into Irish, didn't they? Yeah. Did you see it in Irish or English?
No, God, no, I saw it in English.
But isn't there a release in Ireland for Irish as well?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a joke either, is it?
No, that's really true. They actually did, like, they did a dubbed Irish version of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Do you know what apparently the reason for that is?
Go on.
Apparently it's because they do all this market research before they go into a country and stuff.
Sure.
And apparently one of the only ways people know SpongeBob in Ireland is from watching it on TG Car.
TG Car, that's right,
so
yeah.
So they were like a good portion of the audience is only familiar with this because they watch it in Irish.
Did
so
you watch
we
it
should...
in Irish?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Did you?
I should be doing that shit where I like voice TV in Irish.
I don't know, Chris.
Hello, Squidward.
See, there you go. That's SpongeBob's voice. Wasn't that good?
Really good?
That was very good.
See,
Chris,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was
easy.
Really,
yeah.
Like...
I mean, why am I not doing that? I'll tell you. But anyway, look, never mind any of that. So it's out in Irish, it's out in English. Brian saw it in 3D and in English.
I did.
And, well, Brian, what did you think?
I really, really liked it.
Did you, though?
I really did.
Okay.
No, genuinely, I did. I thought it was really, really funny. I think it was just as clever and smart as the TV series. It's just as good as the first one. Now, the only problem I had with it is that part of it is done in live action and it's done in kind of 3D.
What?
And Antonio Banderas plays the baddie in it called Burger Beard. Oh, yeah, no, like when you actually say the plot of this film out loud, you sound like you're tripping balls. Seriously. Okay. It's like Antonio Banderas plays a pirate that steals the formula for Krabby Patties, mm-hmm. which is like the burgers that they all want to eat. Mm. And when he steals the formula for Krabby Patties, Bikini Bottom turns into this like Mad Max post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Okay.
And it's all like, no, not really. Like, when it actually happens, like, welcome to the apocalypse. I hope you like leather. And it's like, there's just like tons of jokes like that. I found it really, really funny. I really, really enjoyed it. I didn't think I would. I was kind of going in with the kind of, you know, the visor down. Because I never really watched a TV series. Like, I watched it once or twice and I mm-hmm. thought it was okay. But I found this really, really funny. I really, really enjoyed it.
There's a lot of adult jokes, I'd imagine, in it.
Yeah, but, like, they're not in the kind of way that they're, like, sexual in any kind of way. It's just more sort of the thing that, like, I mean, I'll put it to you this way. I went to see it on Saturday evening at about, like, 6:10. And the youngest person there, I would say, was about 5 or 6 years old. And
how were they at a press screening?
I wasn't a press screening. Oh, it was a preview.
It was a preview. So I was wondering. Yeah. I was like, what outlet are they with? The 5-year-olds just showing up.
I liked it. 4 out of 10.
Hello, I'm with the Irish Times.
No, that wasn't a dig at the Irish Times. I could have chosen any news outlet. I'm just saying, I don't know what 4-year-olds would be showing up at a press screening.
Don't worry. Like, yeah. The guy that reviews for the Irish Times is not listening to us.
No, I don't think he is.
He's not at all.
I saw him at the 22 Jump Street screening, and I really wanted to strike up conversation because, what did you think? But I stayed away from him.
You strike up conversation with Donald Clark, and he'll just leave you. Like, he will just, like,
he'll kill you.
Yeah. He will just, like, mop the floor with you.
Yeah, no, exactly. I wasn't even going to try.
You can't tussle with that. Like,
well, look, Brian, never mind that. Mm-hmm. What did you think of this film? What would you give it out of 10?
I would actually give it like an 8 out of 10. Oh, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And like I say, I was going in, now it might be because I was going in with really lowered expectations or something, but I found it really, really funny. I really, really enjoyed it.
Families are going to enjoy it.
Yeah, everybody can enjoy this. You don't even have to go with a family. Like, you could go, like, literally on your own and you'd be chuckling away like I was.
How long is it?
90 minutes. So it's good.
Okay. All right, decent. Yeah. No nudity, obviously.
No, not at all.
I was going to ask one other question. I'm not saying this in a smart-ass way. You know, for anyone who might not know, mm-hmm. live action is like as in real people.
Yes.
And then animation is whatever, animation.
Of course.
So you're saying there's parts where it's live action.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't have a guy playing SpongeBob, do they?
No.
Like, SpongeBob is in there in 3D.
Yeah, exactly. He's rendered in 3D and all the rest of it.
So they're, like, talking to the 3D character.
Precisely.
Okay.
Yeah, like I say, like, it's
this doesn't sound good.
No, but it's like, it's the last 15 minutes of it they do it. And like I say, that's kind of like the weakest part of the film, I thought, because, like, everything leading up to that I thought was great.
Okay.
Brian, how is Antonio Banderas in it? Do you think Oscar buzz for this?
Totally, yeah. Okay. I feel like his beard is going to get best actor. Okay. I feel like his face is going to get best supporting actor.
Okay, cool.
And I feel like his voice will get best supporting actress.
Hey,
so,
look, you never know. So yeah. 8 out of 10, you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, that's decent.
I really went into this with lowered expectations. So I think, look, if you're a fan of SpongeBob, you're going to love this anyway. So.
All right. Well, look, fair enough. 8 out of 10. It's out this Friday, I take it, is it? Brian has been there. He's saying 8 out of 10, which is decent from a man like Brian. He doesn't hand out an 8 out of 10 easily, I'll have you know. He's quite discerning. So look, there's other important business going on. Mm-hmm. Every week, as well as coming in and telling us about films, Brian also gives us a film quiz. So Brian, please, mm-hmm. I'm worried as well. Mm-hmm. Because usually I am told in advance by the vast production team we have working for us.
Sure.
Oh, here are the clips Brian will be using tonight. Mm-hmm. However, I have not been given any clips.
Yes.
Brian, is that, therefore, can I be led to believe that perhaps it is Kira and I in a fastest finger first, so
to
speak?
No.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, Brian, I have to say I'm not happy about this.
Okay.
I'm not happy about this one bit.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about this.
Brian, you know what, Brian? Sometimes we need to be kicked out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you. This is bullshit. Kieran and I have been comfortable for far too long.
I don't like being out of my comfort zone. It's not something I'm comfortable with or actually like.
I don't think anybody does.
To be fair, it's called a comfort zone for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know, and I'm pretty happy in it.
I'd be happy never pushing myself in anything, you know? Just being nice and mediocre the whole time.
I just want everything to stay the same.
Me too.
Why do things have to change?
Hey, look,
what
I
is
hear
the
you.
Point?
Okay.
But you don't grow as a person, Kira.
You don't grow as a person. You don't mature or develop mm-hmm. or get new life experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I'm really worried because here's how it usually works is I get 3 clips from a film and Kira gets 3 clips from a film and there's no pressure because they're only our clips. The other person can't answer. It's entirely up to us. However, okay. Brian, I take it this is the format we hate tonight, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's whoever says their name first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last week we were a little bit funny on this because it was like if the person gets it wrong, it goes
it
over
gets,
to the other person.
Thrown over, yeah.
Okay, so that means we have to know whether it's right or wrong at the time. No?
I suppose in theory it does. No, I think it's if the person... No, it's if the person doesn't answer, isn't it?
Yeah, if you... If the person... if let's say if Chris buzzes in... Let's just go off the rules. If Chris buzzes in and then he doesn't know the answer, as in like he... like, I don't know, brain farts or whatever, and he can't give me an answer, I can throw it over to you.
Okay, but he's going to give any old answer, though. That's what he usually does.
Well, look.
I don't know. Like, he might be like, oh, God, I can't think.
Sure, I have done that before, just to be difficult.
It does happen.
Yeah, absolutely. No, so look, obviously we should shut our mouths until we think we know the answer. That's fair enough with me.
I think so.
Okay, so Brian, I take it it's what? Five questions?
Five questions each.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay. We are all on tenterhooks.
So I just... we just say our names and then give the... All right.
Okay.
I hate this.
I know, me too.
The first question. Blade Runner. This is true or false? Blade Runner. What did you go for?
Nothing, sorry. sorry, Brian. Continue asking the question.
Blade Runner was the first film of Harrison Ford. True or false?
Chris, Wesley Snipes.
I need a true or false answer.
My answer is Wesley Snipes.
Chris, just give your answer.
True.
Okay, next question.
And this is not multiple choice.
So you just have to know.
You have to know.
Okay.
Okay, how many Back to the Future films have
Chris,
there been?
Three.
I feel like you're just throwing out answers.
I'm not. Three.
Okay. Question three. True or false? Jack Nicholson has an Irish passport.
Kira. False.
Okay.
Interesting. I love how Brian can take these notes as well. He's really like when you're at the GP and he's just like,
And how long has the rush been there?
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're not really giving away anything.
Not really.
Okay.
And when was your last sexual experience?
Okay.
And the rush started then?
Okay, question.
He's great bedside manner, yeah. Brian.
He really does,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, lovely bedside manner.
Okay. Question four.
Oh, I hate this.
Can you name for me three actors who have played Batman?
Kira got that.
Okay, Kira, go.
Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Christian Bale.
That was solid.
Very, very solid.
Good woman, Kira.
Question five is a humming round.
Do you remember these?
I'm bringing them back.
They're coming back.
Brian like hums a theme song.
I have to hum a theme tune.
Okay.
Everybody listening.
Okay. Can we lower the music?
So this
please
is gone. For a theme tune of a movie.
Of a movie.
Okay.
Get the idea, Kira?
No, I don't, Chris.
I'll do it one more time.
Okay.
No.
I feel like, Chris, you're formulating a thought. Talk to me.
No, I don't. I don't have anything.
Don't know.
I thought that bass line might have given it away that you did when you went...
Nothing?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Oh, boy. How is everyone? What's going on? What's
wrong? What I just did there?
What?
Sorry, while the songs were on, I had to send a really important text message to somebody that I don't really know.
Okay.
And I nearly put a kiss at the end.
Oh, that is such a dangerous move. Oh, God.
Brian, you know when Kira texts you? Do you get kisses?
No, actually.
Me neither.
Come to think of it.
Occasionally I do, I've noticed. If Kira does it by accident, I think I do. But otherwise, no kisses for old Chris. What about you, Brian?
That's very interesting.
When you text me, you don't put kisses at the end of it.
That's because we're lads.
Yeah, because the lads don't do the kisses.
We're not gay. Do you know what I'm saying, Kira? We're hardly going to show emotion if we're kisses at the end.
No, sure, we're lads, like, we're pure class.
Yeah, so, Brian, you don't get kisses at the end?
No, me neither.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, I'm not saying I want them.
But I don't get them either. Yeah. Like, I would have liked them.
Do you want me to put kisses at the end?
No, it's fine. Like, it's whatever.
We have to ask for them, Jesus. You know, the point.
Just pathetically. Right.
But do you not think it was weird if I was putting kisses at the end of messages?
No, we're friends.
I thought it'd be okay.
We're work friends.
I thought it'd be fine.
Okay, I'll start putting kisses at the end of messages.
No, you don't butter your arse now.
No, it doesn't matter now.
whatever. Like.
Who cares now?
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Jesus.
I didn't want to make you uncomfortable.
Well, you've ruined kisses for me.
Actually, do you know what? I would have totally purposefully made a big deal out of that. Like, I would have been taking people aside in work going, I don't, like, this is really inappropriate. Like, Kira's sending me texts with kisses at the end. I don't know what to do. I'm not comfortable being in this situation. I don't want to be in this situation.
She's really touchy-feely.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I wanted to just do that. But look, never mind. My name is Chris. This is Kira.
Hello.
Brian is in studio with us. Well, hello,
hey,
what's wrong?
I just put a kiss at the end of my hello.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
XOXO.
That's sexy. Well, look, Kira and Brian and me, we've just done a film quiz. I tell you, it was very scary. But also, Brian is in because every week he comes in and he reviews films. He gets to see films weeks before they're in the cinema. Before they're anywhere near being out, Brian has already seen them. He knows what's going on with them and he can tell us exactly what we should be seeing or avoiding. So, Brian, what did you see? What did you we talk about just now?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes.
Sponge out of water.
I see what they did there.
Yeah. You see what they did there?
Yeah. Fish out of water pun.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I really, really liked it. And I was not necessarily a fan of the cartoon series, but I found this very, very funny. I think if you're a fan of the TV series, you're going to love it. I think if you're somebody who has like a cursory interest in it.
Casual,
yeah. Like if you're a filthy casual, exactly. You'll even find this funny as well. 8 out of 10.
All right. Look, that's a very solid result from the film. So look, Brian, let's get down to the real meat and two veg now, because I'm nervous. I hate when we do this, but I still enjoy doing it nonetheless. It's an adrenaline rush.
Sure.
Makes me feel alive.
You gotta live life on the edge.
Exactly, yeah. So, Brian usually gives us a film quiz where I get three movie clips and Kira gets three movie clips, and then the aim is that obviously we try and get as many as we can each, but it doesn't matter because I'm only allowed to answer the ones for me and Kira's only allowed to answer the ones for Kira, and usually everything's fine and we live in harmony. But occasionally, Brian likes to wreck our lives and do this much more difficult and tense version of the film quiz. Brian, what is this?
This week, Chris. So, what we'll be doing this week? Because I am sounding like I am a doctor, see. I'm trying to speak in a very gentle tone and just really talk to you about this quiz.
I think I could actually tell you my problems.
Yeah, definitely. Brian sounds like a psychologist.
I could probably pay you €100 for an hour and just sit down and tell you everything that's wrong with me.
And how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
What is your relationship with your father like?
See? Yes. Brian, you're good.
I know, right?
Wow. Jesus. All right, look, let's get down to business.
Okay. First question. Blade Runner was the first film of Harrison Ford. Is that true or false? Chris said.
True. And also Wesley Snipes.
Wrong and wrong.
Damn it! All right.
Where did Wesley Snipes come from? Doesn't matter. Let's move on.
No, I get it. Well, why he's saying Wesley Snipes.
Oh, because Blade. Oh, crap. I didn't get that.
Wesley Snipes is the answer. Or I think it's not the answer.
That's why Chris actually had, you know, there was reason by.
Yes,
why
I was getting
Wesley
the
Snipes.
Logic. Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm mental. There's reasons that I say these things sometimes. But anyway, there you go. I said true. I guess I was
Wesley
wrong.
Wesley Snipes, what's he up to these days?
He can't
in prison for tax evasion.
No, he got out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He was in a fever a few years though, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. There's like tons of stories about him.
Yeah,
so
he evaded like millions in tax and they actually put him in jail for it, yeah. God bless him.
Poor old Wesley.
Yeah, okay.
Question two. How many Back to the Future films have there been? Chris said.
Three.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there we go.
That's a one for Chris.
Because everyone's like, the third one isn't any good. That's what I always hear, which is why
I know.
The
second one I thought was pretty pants.
Oh, okay.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Question three. True or false? Jack Nicholson is Irish.
Well, you said has an Irish passport.
Well, yeah, sorry, yeah, correct.
And Kira said.
I said false.
Correct.
Oh, all right, okay.
I know my Jack Nicholson, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Question. No, we're not doing it.
No.
Yeah. Question four. Can you name three actors who played Batman?
And I said George Clooney, Michael Keaton, and Christian Bale.
Yes.
Kira on two so far, Chris on one. Then Brian finished the quiz with him humming a theme song. So, Brian, can we hear what you hummed again?
Sure.
Okay. What instrument is that when you're going? What instrument is that?
Hit the track.
Okay, hold on. Apparently, I've been given the track. I've been given the audio in question. Mm-hmm. So, Brian, this is what you're trying to hum.
Yes.
Right. So it's a guitar.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
And that is Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone.
Oh, wow.
From the film Top Gun.
Wow, that film was 1986.
Yeah, and it's still the best film ever made.
Look at his beard. Look at Kenny Loggins' beard in the video.
We're watching the video on the TV here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, you know the way there was Tom Cruise?
Sure.
And he was... What was his name? Maverick.
Maverick.
And then there was that other guy.
Goose.
And what was the actor of him?
Oh, something Edwards.
Like, did anything happen for him? Or?
He was in ER.
Oh, good. Okay.
He was the guy in ER. Do you remember the guy with the glasses in ER?
Oh, the nerdy kind of...
Mark. Is it Mark, is it?
Yeah, Mark Green. Dr. Green.
Dr. Green. Look right there, look.
To the famous zone. If they were remaking Top Gun, I would like if they remade it with Brian and I.
Yes.
No, I'd be the blonde one.
Yeah, yeah. You could be Kelly Brooks.
Okay.
Cool, all right, here we go.
No. Kelly Brooks isn't in there.
Well, Meg Ryan is in it as well. You could be Meg Ryan. Well, or you could be Val Kilmer. You could be Iceman, but we'd call you Ice Woman. She could be Val Kilmer. Yeah, she could be Ice Woman.
How would you feel about being Val Kilmer? It could be good for your career.
It is true. Yeah. And I get to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're making the new movie.
Yeah.
And we'd be like pilots and stuff.
That would be cool. So we get all the chicks.
Yeah.
We get all the cool ladies. Yeah. All right. Well, look, Brian, I believe Kira won this evening.
She did.
So, Kira, big congratulations to you, of course. Yeah.
Well
yeah.
done. Good hustle. Good hustle, you guys.
It's good to win once in a while, you know, especially
good to be
when
the
you
king.
Feel you're losing at life. So, you know.
Does this make you feel better, though?
Just a little bit, Chris. Yeah. You'll take anything, really, when you're feeling like
that. Oh, any port in a storm, I hear. Yeah. Oh. Do you want to hear Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone?
Come on.
Yes.
This will get you pumped.
Yeah, Kieran, can you not forget about all your woes in life when this is going on in the background?
Dance to 80s hurdle. Yeah.
All right, look, Brian, thank you so much for coming in, as always.
Thank you.
Brian's Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd. Brian M. LLOYD. Go online. Give him a follow. Of course, as well, he writes for entertainment.ie. He's the film editor for entertainment.ie. You can see him on the 7 o'clock show on TV3 doing his film thing. And, of course, he is in every week with Kieran and I telling us about all the film news. He also has a very successful drag act that he performs around Dublin.
True.
He reviews films in drag.
Yeah.
Which is really works. Anyway, my name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
It's very formal there. I guess I'm just so somber for the day that's in it.
I know.
I don't know how to be happy on a day like today. But look, we will try. Look, we'll soldier on. Every week, every Wednesday. I'm sorry, Kira. Actually, you know what? You deserve a more up-tempo intro for your diary. Sure, the world may be falling apart around us, but that's no reason that we can't enjoy ourselves.
Thank you.
Every week, every Wednesday, we go back in time. It really is wonderful. It's such a treat. Kira brings in her old diaries from when she was a young, confused, naive, but ultimately very sweet and lovable young lady trying to make sense of the world. And of course, as a lot of girls did back then, before your Tumblrs and your tweet and your Instagram and all this, they kept a diary. Like, I don't know if young ladies still keep a diary, but...
You know. It's so funny, Chris. There's a couple of people that I follow on Twitter. I don't know how I actually ended up following them, but a lot of them would be teenage girls, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that sounds really weird. That isn't as weird as it sounds. But
no, me too, Kira. There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this at all.
Sometimes I see their tweets and I start laughing to myself. I'm not getting at teenage girls, you know, all over the world or anything like that. But my God, they remind me of me and Kira's diary.
Yeah.
They do.
I know exactly.
Like
what
some
you
of
mean.
The tweets I'll see and I'll laugh out loud and I'm like, that is something that you know, you'd hear when I'm reading out my old teenage diaries.
No, I hear
and
you.
It just kind of goes to prove it doesn't matter what the generational gap is. Every teenager, no matter what generation it was, felt the same.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine if you had been able to do it publicly?
Oh, thank God.
That's what it would have been. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, thank God. There was no Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or Bebo or anything like that when I was a teenager.
But now, sure, we'll nationally embarrass you and you will read out your diaries.
We had Yahoo email accounts.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. I had an @Eminem email account.
Did you?
Because Eminem had a website for a while and that was my email address.
Yeah, I had a yahoo.co.uk email address.
Wowee. Yeah. I tell you, that was the... Do you remember what it was?
I do. God, it was... I actually was named after... I used to be a big fan, I still am actually, of Paul Ince.
Sure.
The former Man United footballer and England's footballer. So my Yahoo account had his name in it.
Oh, okay. So it was like Ince 95 or something.
Like that. Yeah.
Wowee. Okay. Well, look, let's move on to the main event of this nostalgia. Kira's diary. Every week she brings in her diary from when she was a young lady. She reads it to us. It is some of the most unintentionally brilliant prose I think this nation has ever seen. As I say, one day I think this will be a culturally recognised piece of heritage, I feel. I feel the government will be acknowledging this publicly. But until then, here's what we'll do. I will get some melodramatic music. Kira will take us back in time. It'll be wonderful. Kira. Yes,
yeah,
Kira?
Just to point out, Chris, I've got a diary entry, but I thought for the evening that was in it and the day that it went before us that I would read out a poem called Lament for the Spice Girls, written after Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls, because, you know, obviously of the big news of today, Chris, where Zayn has left One Direction.
Yes.
Breaks my heart to say it.
Yes.
I said that I'd read out the poem that I wrote when Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls.
I like how there was an equivalent in Kira's universe, but like at the time.
We'll talk about this later, but there was so many. There was Take That when Robbie left Take That. Yeah. There was when Brian McFadden left Westlife. There was when Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls. There was...
Did she continue? Like, as in, sorry, did the Spice Girls continue?
For a while as
did
four.
They?
As, yeah, for a while as
right.
four. Not for long, though. Not
I didn't
for
even
long.
Know that. Well, look, there you go.
We'll talk about it later anyway.
I'm dying to, because this is this whole saga is interesting, and I'll tell you why later on. Kira made some very interesting predictions about this, which leads me to believe that Kira is in the pockets of the big record labels. That's what that tells me. But
or,
look,
I'm psychic.
Well, maybe. Those are both believable outcomes. But first, let me get you your melodramatic music. And Kira, whenever you are ready, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Dear diary, I've decided to dedicate this diary entry to my boobs. I write about them a lot and their progress on my chest area. They have been through a lot, in fairness.
Yeah.
Only today in PE, the indoor soccer ball whacked off them. I had to pretend that it didn't hurt that much, but the pain was like totally excruciating and my eyes were stinging and everything. But I wouldn't let the lads get the satisfaction of knowing that I was hurt.
No.
There wasn't much padding in my bra, as I was wearing my red silky one. It's the one I wear to PE when if we're playing soccer against the lads and if I'm playing in defence, I usually flash the lads if they're about to score a goal. Sometimes it works, but today it didn't, as Daniel Duffy just totally whacked the ball at them. I couldn't see as my t-shirt was up over my head as I was flashing him at the time. Anyway, the ball totally deflected off them and I ended up scoring an own goal. Everyone was giving me daggers, even Rebecca, but karma came back to bite her in the ass as suddenly the PE teacher announced we were going to do a beep test. And everyone knows the only time that Rebecca runs is when the school shop opens for lunch selling Mars bars. It's a pity that she hasn't lost all her baby fat yet, because like she has such a pretty face and stuff.
You're such a bitch.
Anyway, the beep test was hard, running up and down the gym sweating my head off. I was determined to be the last girl doing it. But then I remembered I had double business after PE and a new exotic guy has joined our year and I like totally needed to impress him. So I didn't want to have like a big red face on me, so I stopped. I was the second last girl left. The other girl was Jenny, but everyone knows that she's just like a future Sonia O'Sullivan anyway, so it doesn't count. Anyway, so this new guy is called Seamus. He's joined our year and he's so enigmatic and cultured and get this. He's from the Iron Islands.
Wow, oh, that's so exotic.
And he has this like wistful, lonesome air about him. He must miss the island. I've never met someone from an island before.
Yeah.
It's just so exotic. Imagine if I married him. We could live on an island together and like talk Irish by the open fire at night and like only go to the mainland once a month. And then if there was a storm, we would be trapped. And if we had kids, I could watch them run through the fields and I would stand there like wearing a shawl like Peg and then go and boil the kettle on the range. How romantic would that be? My boobs would probably be huge because of all that sea air as well.
Yeah,
oh, and we'd have a garden and there'd be goats in it and stuff. Oh my god, I'm like totally falling in love with this idea. So anyway, I plucked up the courage to talk to him in business class. I was like, do you want to borrow my calculator? He was like, no. I cursed myself for wearing the red bra when I should have been wearing my gel bra, which makes my boobs look way bigger under my school jumper. Anyway, I was like, are you from the same island which is like that ruined boat on it from Father Ted? He was like, no, I'm from the other one. Island people aren't very talkative, are they? Then I realised that's probably because he's probably used to speaking Irish. So I decided to slow down my speech so he could understand. And I said, oh my God. Father Ted is so funny. Have you ever come across the guy who wears that t-shirt, I Shot J.R.? He kind of looked at me strangely and was like, no. Talk about trying to get blood out of a turnip. And then I was like, what football team do you support? And I was like, isn't Marco van Basten just brilliant playing for AC Milan? And oh my God, I love Liverpool at the moment because Paul Ince is playing for them now. I tried to further impress him by the fact that I collect Premier League stickers and read Match magazine, but he wasn't having any of it. Then he said something that made my blood run cold. He said, I'm not into soccer, I'm into GAA. Diary, I wish the ground would open up and swallow me. Here's a secret. I know nothing about GAA. I mean nothing. I spend my hours trying to impress lads with my Premier League, Serie A and First Division knowledge because that's what my little brother is into. Unfortunately for me, he does not follow GAA. I mean, what the hell does GAA even stand for? I wasn't paying attention in history class when they were talking about this shit. I've never felt so inadequate in my life. Shot down on my quest for love for my very first island crush. Thank God the budget that I'd been working on in class didn't work out. As Mr. Verity called me up to correct it on the board, my budgets in business class never work out, as I just can't understand why people only spend like £30 a month on entertainment and like £100 on some oil or something. I mean, when will I ever need to budget in the future? Totally annoying. I decided to go home and look up stuff on GAA on the computer, but it's going to take forever as the dial-up connection on the computer takes like ages to start working, and I vow to do this, dear diary, all in the name of love. Project Islander is underway. Lots of love, dear diary. Kira.
Wow. Oh, that's something else. That's awesome. Project Islander. Wow,
can I just say
yeah.
that I know an awful lot more about GAA now.
Yeah, you know loads about it. That's why I was actually surprised to hear that.
Yeah, all didn't right. at the time.
Wow, wee. Well, look, I love how you say you weren't paying attention to that shit in history class. That's nice.
You know that important stuff, Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few gah heads now. And, you know, just general Irish patriots and fans of Irish history are like, hey, fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Kira, this is...
This
gets better.
This is a poem that I wrote as a teenager when Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls. Obviously, I'm reading it out tonight because Zayn Malik has left One Direction, believe it or believe it not.
I can't still believe it.
And I'd imagine there's a lot of teenage girls and teenage boys and men and women in general absolutely devastated at the news.
Yeah.
So I said that I would share my poem about Jerry Halliwell when she left the Spice Girls.
This is brilliant. I love how there is a parallel in the Kira Diary universe that just fits perfectly. Do you know what I mean? That Kira went through this same hardship.
But do you know what I'm saying, Chris? We might be different ages. It might be different generations. But there's always something.
Hey.
Like, remember the teenage generation when the Beatles split up?
I'd say that
you
was devastating.
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Well, look, Kira, please, let us hear this ode to Jerry Halliwell. What was it called?
Lament for the Spice Girls.
Okay, fair enough.
It's very dramatic, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Ginger Spice has left you. Sorry, just Jerry has left you high and dry. You've continued as a foursome and have just released Goodbye. How could you go and do this? I'm like your biggest fan. Where is the female friendship now, girls? Was it all just a flash in the pan? You taught me about platform shoes and leopard print brassieres. You taught me that I don't need a boyfriend to smile from ear to ear. But most importantly, you taught me about girl power. And I even have Spice Girl body wash that I use in the shower. I long to be posh or scary or baby. I just don't want to be me. Actually, that's a lie, and I'll tell you now, I never want to be Melanie C. She is too sporty and wears bad clothes, and I never understand what she's trying to say. And I bet you that she'll be the one in the band who'll eventually come out as gay. And Ginger Spice, well, she was loud and not very classy, especially on TV, because when she wore that Union Jack dress, you could almost see her gee. How can I hear Wannabe, To Become One, or Spice Up Your Life? To listen on my Discman will be like stabbing my heart with a knife. So to those five feisty ladies, you're all beautiful, funny and clever. You'll always hold a special place in my heart. Viva forever.
Wow. Kira, that was amazing. Thank you. You know, we can all relax now for a moment. You know, I mean, look at this, 25 to 12. It's been a busy show so far, but I think we can, you know, take a moment and reflect on some of the day's big stories. Like, for example, the fact that Zayn Malik has left One Direction. Now, even at this stage, I feel that story is almost old. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But genuinely, I remember this. I remember about a year ago when there was the whole thing of him smoking a cigarette, which is as far as I think a lot of media is allowed to go. Remember that video of Zayn smoking a cigarette?
Yes.
Well, there was that video of Zayn smoking a cigarette. And I remember Kira and I started chatting about which one we thought would kind of be the first, you know, who would start the house falling down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, Kira, you said without doubt it would be Zayn.
Yes.
So look, I mean, you're right. Good for you.
Now, Chris, you could say that I'm just a very intuitive person.
Sure.
And obviously, when you're on the internet, you can't miss One Direction. We work on the radio. We play One Direction tracks. They're in the newspapers. They're on the internet. They're on the television. They're in your cinema. They're everywhere. They're on your bedroom wall.
They sure are.
They're on your bed sheets. They're on your pillowcases. They're on your pencils. One Direction are everywhere. They're a phenomenal band that have been going on now for 5 years, okay? But what I do, apart from being psychic, Chris, okay?
Yes, of course.
The simple psychology behind it is those boys got so famous overnight.
Yeah.
Like, famous in a world where, okay, the Beatles were famous, okay? But the Beatles were able to have privacy.
It wasn't the same back then.
It wasn't the same back then.
Nowhere near.
There was no smartphones, Chris. That is simply it.
Mm-hmm.
That is simply it. There was no smartphones. There were still tabloid newspapers, but it took way longer for things to come out, if you know what I'm trying to say.
It'd be like a month and it would be in some of the newspapers. Exactly. Yeah, no idea.
I remember like reading articles and watching documentaries of when the Beatles split up, and the hysteria was just unbelievable. But there was something about Zayn Malik. Those boys were 18, 19 when they auditioned for the X Factor and then obviously got put together as One Direction. And then I think they came third in the competition. They didn't even win.
No, they didn't. They came third.
I think Ollie Murs was in it that year as well.
Well, he came second. I could be wrong now. I could be shown
Matt
totally.
Cardle, I think.
Were they all in the same? That was some year.
I think so. And I think it was Matt Cardle at one. I think Ollie came second, and I think One Direction were third. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, 51552. But anyway, One Direction went on to be this just phenomenal. We've talked about One Direction fan fiction on the show and how weird it is.
Sure.
Like, teenagers are obsessed with One Direction. I get it. I totally get it. There was something about Zayn Malik, though, that I was like, he just comes across too soft and too shy and too quiet to be able to deal with the hysteria and the obsession that surrounds those boys.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's more or less what his statement says. Listen, it says, I am leaving. It goes on, but I'm getting to the kind of meat of it. It's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But it basically goes to, I am leaving because I want to be a normal 22-year-old who is able to relax and have some private time out of the spotlight. Pal.
That must be so overwhelming. And in a lot of ways, I respect him so much for that decision.
But, pal, do you think that's what's going to happen? Like, do you think that's what's going to happen? You think this is going away? Like, this is never going away. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a bad way. So do you think that by leaving that, oh, now, you know, a month from now, no one will remember who you are. You know what I mean? Like, and I get what he's saying, but this isn't the end. If anything, this is the start of more scrutiny for him.
Do you think so?
Way more.
Maybe for the next couple of months, Chris, but I think it will die down eventually for him.
Not this guy.
Maybe not.
No way, not this guy. I mean, 5 months from now, right? If he's put on weight, it'll be, Jesus, looks like, you know, he's slipping after leaving One Direction, letting himself go a bit. If he loses weight, Jesus, looks like he's not able to take care of himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If this guy goes to a smoking area, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he's going to go there without 10 bodyguards or something? Like, I mean, I don't think leaving is going to do it. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I completely appreciate the fact that the poor guy must just want to be a normal 22-year-old. But
he's 22, Chris.
This kid isn't going to ever be normal. And I don't mean that in an insult. I mean, his life is never going to be normal.
Eventually it'd have to be. Maybe not now, and maybe not for the, you know, the next 2-3 years, but eventually it does die down.
But in 2-3 years, the whole One Direction thing could be over. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Just ride it out for another little while. They could all have died down in 2 or 3 years. I just think, I feel really sorry for the kid in a way, because he's saying, oh, I want to be normal, I want to just hang out. You aren't normal. You have never been normal. At the age of 17, you were put into the biggest boy band on the planet. You aren't normal. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but
no, I get you.
You don't get to live a normal life. And I'm not being like, you don't get to live. But I'm like,
I know.
That's not the life that unfortunately has panned out for you, if that's what you're looking for. But hey, that's what he thinks.
Now, let's get back to the fact that I'm psychic.
Yeah, more importantly, you predicted this.
I did.
Because I remember saying, right, it'll definitely be one of the ones we don't know about. You know the way there's Niall, Harry and Zayn. Mm-hmm. I know those three.
Liam and Louis are the other two.
The other two are Liam and Louis. And I was like, it'll be one of them, you know? they'll go mental, they'll go off the rails, they'll have a big meltdown and it'll be great fun and all that. But now it looks like they're sticking at it. And hey, you know what? If I was the other members of One Direction, in a way I'd be like, this is brilliant. Like, this is awesome.
Why? Because
more money. Now, you know, they don't have to split it five ways, they have to split it four ways.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how long they last. And I mean that in the best way possible. If you look back at the past couple of years and all the different members that have left particular bands, it hasn't been that long afterwards when the band have parted ways.
Once one little bit of the puzzle falls out, I tell you.
Justin Timberlake, he left NSYNC.
He was NSYNC, though.
He was NSYNC, in fairness to him.
With these guys, I don't think... if Harry left these guys, you know, I'd imagine that would be the equivalent, but...
No, Zayn is huge, Chris.
Is he?
Yeah,
no, huge. Fair enough. I wouldn't know.
I have to say, they're all equally as big as each other.
No, they aren't. There's some that aren't, right? Like Liam and Louis.
No, Chris, they're huge.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they as big as the other ones, though?
Yeah, they are.
Like, who's the Beyonce of this group? Or is there a Beyonce?
I don't think so.
There's no central...
I don't think so. I think these five boys were so perfectly picked to be in this band that there's something for everyone.
Sure, sure.
Beyonce, when she left Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Like, there was no Destiny's Child when Beyonce decided to go solo.
That's what I mean. When Beyonce left Destiny's Child, it ruined everything.
Yeah.
The whole house fell down.
I have to say, though, Robbie Williams left Take That.
They're still doing all right.
They're down to three.
Yeah, they're still going at three.
So you have to say hats off to Take That, in fairness to them.
Yeah.
Because wasn't it Howard that left there recently? Remember?
Another one left.
Howard Orange. Now they're literally down to... Or it's Jason Orange, sorry. Oh, God, I can't remember. Gary Barlow, I know, is the lead singer. But they're down to three and they're still going. So maybe, you know, Westlife. Brian McFadden left. There's another one. I remember the one that we just did there in Kira's Diary when Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls.
Yeah, and that kind of was the end for them as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And I wouldn't have said Jerry was the most important at all in that group.
No, neither would I.
And she still fecked up the whole thing. You know what I hope? I love Niall, by the way. I think he's very cool. I think it's so amazing that an Irish kid from, you know, Mullingar is in this. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
It's amazing. But I think... We actually
thought that Niall Horan was going to do very well out of One Direction.
What I was going to say was, yeah, I bet Niall is just going to hang on till the end. You know, like Niall, it'll just be Niall and Liam maybe left and they'll be like, yeah, we're still One Direction, you know, we're just hanging out doing gigs, you know, if you want us. And he will ride it into the sunset and good for him.
No, exactly. He seems to have his head well screwed on. Do you know that sort of way?
Niall knows what he's doing, absolutely.
But Zayn Malik also was known as the shyest of the group as well.
Oh, you can't be shy if you're in the biggest pop band in the world, baby. You know,
I mean. No, but Chris, you can't just change your personality because you're in a massive
But then don't be
band.
In one. You know what I mean? Like...
Would you say no to millions? You're 19 years of age. You're on the X Factor. You suddenly got very famous. Would you say no to millions, Chris? You'd
Hell
go
no.
along for the ride.
No,
exactly.
Of course I would. But here's the thing. If he's 22 now, and this is 5 years ago, he must have been 17.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how are you supposed to live a normal life after that? But hey.
Oasis.
Yeah, I suppose.
Noel Gallagher, Liam Gallagher. You know?
Yeah, I guess. So you think this is the... Well, Kira... Come on, put your money where your mouth is.
One Direction will stay together for another while, definitely.
How many more years?
Oh, God.
Like many more years?
This
time next year, will they still be together?
I would say so, yes.
This time, 2 years?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I'm thinking maybe within a 5-year frame.
Ah, yeah, fair enough, though. But the whole One Direction thing will be done in a 5-year frame.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be 30 then, you know? I mean, it won't be, you know,
well,
won't
no,
be the
they'll
same.
Still be in their late 20s. Maybe not 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think Harry's going to be like the rock star of the band.
Definitely. He's going to be the Beyonce.
As in, absolutely. He's going to be the one maybe, you know, suffering from sex addiction or something like that. You know?
God, I'm such a teenage girl. Why am
Liam
I talking
also
about this?
Tends to go on a lot of rants on Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that.
I've noticed he's the kid who hates paparazzi, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy who really dislikes paparazzi. Yeah. He's going to box like one of them in the face in a few years.
Or something like that.
Brilliant. Well, look, I look forward
Niall's
to it
gonna
all.
But Niall's going to be grand, so, you
Niall
know.
Is going to be fine. Niall is going to smirk. He's just going to be like, yeah, this is grand. I'm just going to go along with all of this and it's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And hey, good for Niall. Getting a little old payday here. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do really hope that Zayn Malik is okay, though. On a personal human level, I really hope that he's okay.
Ah, I'd say
no,
he's
I'm being
right.
serious, Chris.
No, I'd say
when
he's
the whole
right.
world is scrutinising you. And I imagine there's photographers outside his home and his family's home and all the rest. And if he really does want the normal life of a 22-year-old, being engaged to Perry Edwards from Little Mix isn't exactly...
What are you doing?
Yeah, so I really, really hope for a 22-year-old under that amount of scrutiny and stress and anxiety that he makes it through.
Yeah. Because as you say, you just brought it up again, normal 22-year-old. So now what's the plan? Next weekend, head over to one of the lads' houses and play Xbox, then go to Nando's, maybe go to the cinema. Like,
yeah,
none of that is happening for you. You know, unless you rent the cinema for the weekend, which you can probably afford to do, but look. Few texts really quickly. Also, interesting tweet actually from friend of the show Natalie, who said he'll never, this is in relation to Zane of course, he'll never have a normal life. The fans, including me, are hardcore and we won't forget about this. And then she clarifies, of course he deserves a normal life, we'll just miss him. I don't mean it in a threatening way. No, I get you, but I think a lot of people might be a little less understanding than you, Natalie. Let's put it that way. Because let's be realistic, a lot of these fans I'm sure also see him as property. You know, in a weird way, I have no doubt. But
Chris,
anyway, yeah.
Come on, I nearly lose my life when I see Marty Whelan walking around the corridors here.
I mean, exactly.
Like, I go all weird when I talk to Larry Gogan.
Yeah, you know? Do. Yeah, I nearly have to pull you away from him. You have to be like his bouncer. Sorry, Larry. Kira, no more questions for Larry. Larry, you know, needs to do other things. Like, it's ridiculous.
You know?
So what does he think is going to happen? You know, whenever he goes to an airport, whenever he goes to the cinema, whenever he goes anywhere, because he won't have the machine around him anymore. You know?
Sure, Chris. Yeah. I remember when Nikki Byrne started working here.
Yeah.
And I used to walk out and I used to be like, why is there a load of females waiting around
literally,
the radio centre?
People wait in the lobby to say hello to Nikki Byrne. Exactly. Like
girls,
50 people.
I heard the girls came all the way from England to wait outside the radio station for Nikki Byrne.
One time I remember I was driving by, exactly, I was going by the radio station and it was that same day a group of like 30 people had come over from England.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's Nikki, that's 10 years ago.
I know.
And you know what I'm saying? Go, sure, look.
Well, it's not what 10 years ago, but anyway.
Is it not?
No, Chris.
When is it?
It was only a couple of years ago.
Oh, I don't know. I have a very warped sense of time then, I guess. Well, look, on the way for you, Catfish and the Bottle Men with Kathleen. And also, we'll get to some of your texts as well.
Very quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
I didn't know which X Factor it was that the One Direction lads were in. And somebody has texted in to verify. One Direction were in the X Factor when Matt Cardle won. Rebecca Ferguson came second and Cher Lloyd came fourth.
Ah, okay.
Andy of Athlone says, when Sean left Five, the pop band Five, they went tits up. I used to play rugby with them when we were kids. Top lad.
There you go.
And then somebody else says Kevin left the Backstreet Boys for a good few years and they carried on and he's back again and they are still going strong.
Well, maybe there's hope.
Maybe you there know? Is hope.
All right. Get to some of the reasons as to what it is you're doing awake. Kate, who's driving back from Arklow, says driving back from a third date. It's looking promising. Oh my God,
yay!
Kate. What's he like?
Is he lovely?
Is he cute? Oh my God.
Is there chemistry?
Tell me all about him.
Are you able to talk to him? Are your conversations good?
What would your kids be like?
Have you kissed?
Oh my God. That's enough questions, isn't it?
I think so.
Kate, if you could answer those.
At least two.
Yeah. Especially
also,
if he's cute.
Delighted for you. That's always really exciting.
Sure.
That's like something that would put a spring in someone's step, you know?
No, I hear
Why
you.
Why not?
Hey, Gav says, still in work and I started at 8 a.m. this morning. Thank God for your online stream. Jesus. Also, Gav, if you've been listening all day on the online stream, I hope you haven't been listening off your like 3G or whatever, because you're going to have a massive bill. If you think about it, if you've been streaming 2FM since 8 a.m. this
Chris,
morning. What?
Don't say that to him.
I'm just trying to help the guy out.
Well, it's kind of too late now if that is the case.
Because totally inadvertently, totally accidentally, in December, my bill was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. My phone bill. Because I was streaming stuff. And I
do
only
you not
got
stream stuff on the internet though?
No,
with
but
your
it was
wireless.
It was when I was driving and stuff. Because I did a lot of driving, so I was streaming things through the app. Ah, Jesus. Sure, it was like €70 higher than it usually is. I need to spend €100 being on the internet.
Okay, Chris.
God damn internet. So Gav, watch out. But look, good to have you with us anyway. And you've been up since 8 a.m. this morning. Good Lord, you've enough on your plate. Hey, James, the two Jameses, actually, I want to give them a big shout out. They say, awake right now, nearly home from RTE's second captain's show as we drove from Cork. Well, there you go. Also, I want to say hey to Wally, who says, ah, for flip's sake, I've just burnt the caramel. Any chance of playing Everything We Never Had by Breach? Wally, caramel, are you baking something? Are you cooking something? Because that sounds delicious, if I'm quite honest. Anything with melted caramel is always better. Also, someone says, I'm awake thinking about how much of a prick my ex was.
Oh, don't waste your time thinking about it. Seriously.
It's probably not a positive emotion. Mm-mm. You're dead right. Let's see. Leia says, well, guys, I'm awake practicing my eye makeup for Friday. I literally look like a panda. Oh, that's a good look though, Leia.
Do you know what I think?
Yeah.
I think fair play to Leah for actually putting in the time to practice her makeup before Friday. Chris, it's Wednesday night.
That's dedication.
I mean, like, it's into Thursday, early Thursday morning now, but that is dedication. Leah, you're going to look like a ride. Don't worry.
Leah, is there a cute guy there? Like, is that why you're doing it? Is there a particular, you know, piece of prey that you're stalking that you know is going to be there?
Maybe. So maybe Leah just wants to look nice for herself.
Hmm. She can do that at home, though. You know? She can sit inside and do that.
No, Chris.
Can she not?
No, you don't get it.
I guess I don't. Me and Kira always have this conversation and it never gets anywhere.
No.
Because I can't understand why you'd look nice unless it was for someone else.
No.
And then Kira's like, you just look nice for yourself. But I'm like, but why? You can't see yourself.
For confidence. Huh. For feeling happy.
Yeah.
You should try it sometime.
No, I feel great. I just wear rubbish clothes. I guess we'll never see eye to eye on this one. Someone says, I'm awake because I went swimming today and now my arms are sore. I really do not understand this fitness thing. Hey, look, John, it's a constant struggle. You know, you never really get over it. Also, I want to say hey to someone who says, guys, I'm awake here, saying goodbye to a good, genuine friend as she is returning to Germany tomorrow after 1.5 years here in Ireland. Oh, wow. She was wondering if you could say goodbye to her in German.
Do you know German?
Auf Wiedersehen, or Tschüss, as they might say. Either is acceptable. I think Tschüss is like see you later or whatever, and Auf Wiedersehen is goodbye. So, Auf Wiedersehen, Leah. I hope you have a safe trip back to Deutschland. That is all the German I know. So there you go.
Ooh, somebody has almost finished his review of Unraveling Oliver. I read that book and it is awesome.
Is it good?
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a read. Who am I kidding? I won't give it a read.
Chris, when was the last time you read a book?
Yeah, I'm not going to read anything.
Like, I even went out of my way to buy you a book on Eminem.
That's different though.
Hoping
I can read that.
That you would read. Did you read it?
But that's more like a coffee table book. Like, as in, it's not like a novel as such. So you can kind of dip in and out of it, which is
great. I was still trying
fun.
To make you read it though.
Oh yeah, it's great fun.
Because I really think you should read more. And not just on the internet.
No, me too. I agree. How about we get to a review of the show. Now, every evening we finish with a review of the show and the national anthem. So I would ask that you stand now out of respect, not so much for the national anthem, but for the review of the show that Kira is about to give.
Thank you, Chris. Well, we started the show talking movies with Brian M. Lloyd and playing the movie quiz, which I won. Kira's diary tonight involved her flashing the boys in PE class and reading out an angry poem about the time Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls. So we discussed Zayn Malik leaving One Direction and point out the fact that I actually predicted this a while back. The quiz the snooze tonight was dedicated to boy bands who had members leave We had One Direction's Little Things and Take That's Back for Good. Chris read out a piece of my article that was in the Herald today about being in the VHI Mini Marathon.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we finish the show asking the wonderful Irish public out there what it is they're doing awake.
Kira. 2FM.